The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
The future is now. I'm sure some philosophers said that, and if not, I'm saying it now myself. That's because we're being joined by future entrepreneurial talent, some of the youngest winners we've had on the Sunday Business Show, and they are winners, or those winners are Kasia Bezinka, or Bezinksa, and Shreya Sharma, both 14 years old. They're both from Santa Sabina School here in Dublin, and they were last night's winners of the Trinity Walton Club competition held in Trinity College, and they won for their Tortue product. I've only just been told that. Tortue being the French for a tortoise. That's a backpack designed to minimise back pain, which I could do with as I have to regularly carry the show here single-handedly. Dr. Arlene Gallagher is director of the Trinity Walton Club. She's here with me as well. Morning, Arlene.
Good morning, Conal. How are you?
Congratulations. Uh-huh. You just got married.
I did. Thank you. Name change.
She's just told me that. It's very exciting.
It is.
When
it
did
is.
You get married?
I got married in County Kilkenny.
No,
so
when?
The 5th of August. So just
so you really
a month
are.
Yesterday. Oh, newlywed. Yeah. Yeah.
Because she was once Dr. Arlene O'Neill.
O'Neill.
Yeah. Her real name. Arlene, Trinity College Walton Club is your yes. baby, literally and metaphorically. Talk, mm-hmm. tell me all about it.
So founded in 2014, just 3 years ago, a couple of academics got together and we decided we wanted to do more for second level students, particularly in the areas of physics, maths, engineering and technology. So we developed an educational programme where these young people come in at the weekend. They come in typically for 3 hours, whether it's the morning or afternoon, and we basically nurture their interest in those areas. The young people are the sponges. They come in ready and we're just here to facilitate a unique sort of learning experience where they're not learning for any sort of exam. They're learning because learning is wonderful.
I'm going to give out to you, and you know about what?
I do.
These girls, young women, have won a prize, and their prize is winning. You didn't bloody give them even the price of a Starbucks coffee.
Well, Conal, so these young people will agree with me. So
no, they don't agree with me. I've already had the chat with them. All they
You're
wanted,
paying him off to ask me this, are you?
You didn't even give them a €25 voucher to some restaurant.
Yeah. No, I stand by my word. The prize is certainly taking part and being involved in this. Initial the programme, but this ICE experience, this innovation, creativity and entrepreneurship. Because what I believe we've done for these young people is far more lasting and something that'll stay with them their whole life, Conal, than any sort of financial remuneration.
Well, so, that's actually to ask them.
Okay.
So then we make a liar out of you now in 2 seconds. Good morning, Kasia and Shreya.
Good morning.
Both
Good
14. Morning.
Yeah.
Both fantastic idea. Tell us, first of all, we'll get on to the prize and we'll give Arlene a hard time now in 2 seconds. But the idea, who had the idea?
Well, initially, we kind of joined in on a group of other students that had the idea, but we really found the idea quite interesting. So we really said that, okay, yeah, that's something that's interesting and we have that problem. So, you know, we kind of piggybacked right in onto them and it's like a team effort, really. We didn't come up with the idea, but I mean, I think that everyone can relate to it. So
what is the problem?
The problem is back pain. In secondary school, your bags are extremely heavy, especially in the junior cycle. They are heavy. And we experience shoulder pain and back pain every day. So we wanted to fix it, you know, just get rid of it. So this bag is basically the solution. It literally protects your back. And that's that kind of idea behind the brand as well. You know, it protects your back.
Now, are both of you, Kasia, are you nerds that you choose to go into Trinity on a Saturday only,
yeah.
For 3 hours. Like, your pals are probably downtown having a good time.
Yeah, well, we choose to go every Saturday. Well, we kind of, our science teacher, Mr. Nugent, kind of said it and introduced it to Walton Club and we were like, oh yeah, that's cool. Like, we really like science and why we want to learn more. So we decided, let's have a look and take the exam, sit it, and hopefully get in and see how it goes.
And what did the Walton Club do for your project? Has it brought it from kind of a piece of paper to something more tangible?
Well, it really taught us how to look at it from different perspectives and different angles. It really helped us to see how we can work on it and improve on it. The Arlene Gallagher really got like different people that.
That's the lady over there, is it?
Yeah. She gathered all these people.
I had to look myself there.
She gathered these people for us that really gave us really amazing tips, and they speak from their experience, and to work with them people, these people, and to learn from them, it's really an amazing.
And we
thing.
Love good hints. So Shreya, what was a really good hint or idea that somebody gave you about your portu?
Well, initially the bag didn't have retractable straps, which is one of the main features, but one of the, I think it was one of the business people, they said that, you know, let's try see if we can make it different. So they came in with the idea and we were like, oh, wow, that's actually one of the main features of the bag now. So just seeing people, and they've gone through the experience themselves, like Hasha said, so they know how you really are supposed to look at a business.
Like
so
a dragon's den.
Exactly,
really,
it is. So.
And where is Tortu at the moment? Is it ever going to see the light of day or...?
Well, right now it's in the designing stages. We have pictures and, well, we have an idea of how we want it to look. We have some drawings and to see how it's going to look. But we're now, the next stage of our product is to find investors who are going to fund our first stages of the bag to get it manufactured and sampled.
We have two members. We see we have this team called Team SBS. People like you are now members of Team SBS, people who come onto the show. And last week we had AWS Technology down in Shannon, and previously we've had another company called Dahlman. And what they do is they take ideas like yours and they actually make them. So maybe it might be worth your while to forget about Trinity. Because there's also another college called the NCAD, National College of Art and Design, where they do design engineering and industrial design, and they could actually maybe help you as well. But here comes Arlene.
I have a rebuttal here. It's all well and good having wonderful ideas and designs, but these young people have been working and developing their domain expertise. So they're working on their maths, their physics, their engineering, and they're actually using those core principles to come up with a mathematical model and model and design the bags, whether it'll work or not. So they're testing it on paper first, and that's a real quality and depth of skill that they're developing on the Walter Club program.
Now, they are this year's winners, the 2017 winners. Yep. Now, are you really bitter and twisted that you didn't get any, just even the €25?
No, I don't think
yes,
I
you
am.
Are.
I know.
You told me before the program you were.
No, I think that, again, it's like winning is the main thing. Just being a part of the experience is really the main thing.
And you've got your lovely thing.
Yeah, getting to say that, you know, we won this. It's a really proud feeling.
Of course it is. Yeah, and well done, and congratulations from the Sunday Business Show. Arlene, you're obviously going to look for the next batch of participants. How many do you want and where do you want them from?
So I might just point out that this innovation, creativity and entrepreneurship piece has been an add-on block to the STEM core programme, and we partnered with actually the Bank of Ireland innovation team to deliver this experience. The club programme itself is open. We're recruiting at the moment, particularly for second year of secondary school students. So visit our website, tcd.ie/Walton Club. If for any young person interested in science, you initially come in through that entry route, and then we add on all of these complementary extra opportunities like this ICE experience. We're hoping to deliver this experience again next year. We received funding from the HEA this year. Who knows? We're looking for funding for next year too.
You're looking for funding so that you might even give these kids just a few.
I am
on your case. I'm not going to let it go. If anybody wants to join the experience, they will find you in Trinity. They will find you where in Trinity?
We're in the physics department, but we work across the Faculty of Engineering, Maths and Science. So we've got wonderful STEM PhD students who are inspirational role models that work with these young people every single week.
And you're not just looking for Dublin. Anybody who can get up to you on a Saturday afternoon, is it afternoon or morning?
It'll depend on what age they are, in fact. So we run sessions both morning and afternoon. But we have people who travel right up from Limerick every single Saturday to be part of this programme.
Limerick, if you're interested, is only 2 hours away.
Oh,
University
the
of Limerick to the University of Trinity College.
Okay.
2 hours door to door.
Oh, there you go.
FYI. See what I carry in my head? Again, ladies, fantastic. Well done, you, Sharma, and Shreya. I keep calling it the wrong names. I'm sorry, Shreya and Kesha. Well done to you, and fantastic to win the Trinity Walton Club prize. And Arlene, please come back into us again to tell us about your next intake and what wonderful things that they are doing. And ladies, if you actually get your tortoise onto the market, will you please come back and tell us, because we want to, we do follow up on the Sunday Business Show with successful companies, because we want to, I mean, I know exactly the problem you are solving, and it would be wonderful to see it, maybe worldwide.
Colonel, thank you.
You're very welcome. We then have to take a quick break, after which we are talking about the Crate Flower Company.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.